Greg, if rates do continue to rise, and it appears they will, what's that going to do then to this already crippled housing market?
Well, I did an exclusive interview with Robert Shiller, professor of economics at Yale. He does the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. And he told me that even if rates don't go up, that housing prices can still go down. Now, I asked him about a recent piece of information that came out of Case-Shiller, and some markets, like San Francisco, were up 16%. And he says, I wouldn't that doesn't mean that they won't go back down. When I first interviewed him in 2007, before this all got started, the whole subprime deal, when everybody said it was going to be contained, this is contained, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know why you would ever listen to Ben Bernanke or Hank Paulson or any of these guys. They keep saying that, you know, they're wrong. I asked him a baseball question because I was always looking for ways to try to boil things down in a mass audience appeal way so people could get it, people could grasp it, picture it. And I said, if the housing crisis was a baseball game, what inning would we be in? And he said, first. And I said, at that time, people are already saying, we're on our way to being over. This is going to be contained. That's his first inning. So I asked him again about more than, 10 days ago. I said, okay, if this is a baseball game, what inning are we in now? And the first thing out of his mouth was third. Then he said, let's say fourth. So in other words, we're four innings into a nine-inning baseball game. We have a long way to go before this is over. And the other thing that he was worried about is that the stigma for doing strategic defaults, as they call them, just saying, hey, you know, I bought this house at $500,000, it's now worth $350,000, it's probably going to go down another 20%, and some people say some markets will go down another 20%.
They just walk away.
Walk away.
Yep.
The stigma for that is not the same, and you're talking about a whole class of people who, millions of people who stop making their house payments, who stop making their credit card payments, just say, hey, listen, I'm not going to pay. I don't have a job. I'm out of unemployment. And that is a big problem in America. And I don't see how they keep talking about how we have this recovery, green shoots, recovery. And, how can you have a recovery when you're looking at right now in this wave of foreclosures? And on my website, I keep repeating this chart because it's just so instructive. It's so clear when you look at these recasts. Everybody got adjustable rate mortgages. How can you have 4 million people already delinquent in 2010? And how can you have housing in this big of a problem? How can you have unemployment with this big of a problem? And there could be a recovery. It's a jobless recovery. It's a recovery. It's not a recovery. It cannot be construed as recovery.
Greg, we have just seen a situation in Austin, Texas. I'm sure you've been following this story.
Terrible.
The news hound you are, that he was just fed up with the IRS, and he's left this manifesto, and I'm sure we'll get more information in the days to come about him and who he was and why he did what he did. Family man, too, and everybody said he seemed like a nice guy. He cracked. Something happened with this guy. I've been told by some of the folks who come on this program, Gerald Celente being one, that people are getting to a point where they just can't take it. Something happened. Maybe he got a letter from the IRS. Who knows? What's going to happen if this continues?
Well, even Robert Shiller, who is an economics professor, and he was talking about how the entire psyche of people has changed, and that, you know, that basically the banks, and the reason why they feel this way, this is according to Shiller, is that they feel like, hey, you know, the banks got bailed out. Why should I worry about paying my bills? Why should I worry about paying back my credit cards? Why should I worry about paying back the bank? This is what he says, that people's ideals have changed. He says that's very scary. That's a big change in past downturns, that people were ashamed, people were scared, people wanted to pay. Not this time. And part of this is because, you know, Elizabeth Warren, for example, she was part of the TARP, the head of the TARP Oversight Committee, you know, out of Harvard. She's a Harvard law professor, really bright woman, very talks to, in a way is very clear. And she said, hey, we basically bailed out the top and we told the bottom, forget it. You know, that's about her quote, that, you know, we didn't bail out the bottom.